What has a head but never weeps, has a bed but never sleeps, can run but never walks, and has a bank but no money?
I don't know what.
A river.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Listen up. Kids all over the world know that we got no Planet B.
Sisters and brothers throughout the land. Join hands with my sisters and brothers throughout the land. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Join hands with my sisters and brothers throughout the land. Cause we've got the whole world in our hands. Dream a bright dream, then do all that you can. I say you dream your bright dream, then do all that you can. Dream your bright dream, then do all that you can. I say you dream your bright dream, then do all that you can. I say you dream your bright dream, then do all you can. I say you dream your bright dream, then do all that you can. We've got the whole world in our hands, we've got the whole world. 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 In our hands.
That was a little Earth Day reggae off Earth Day Around the World. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and this week on the show, we're changing things up a little bit. Instead of having an expert or a great musician, we're going to celebrate Earth Day with kids across New Mexico. Amadeus, why don't you tell us a little bit more?
Sure, Katie. This week, we're learning all about the River Exchange Initiative. It's a hands-on program for fifth graders in New Mexico. Kids learn all about watersheds and how to keep them healthy.
Watersheds? We made a show all about those.
As a reminder, watersheds are pieces of land that soak up all of our rain and snow and play an important role in draining water to our rivers, lakes, streams, and marshes. This year, organizers worked with schools to do even more for our local environment. In celebration of Earth Day, students designed all kinds of different projects planting gardens and trees, recycling, and more. And some even sent audio postcards of their work.
That is so exciting. We've also got a lot of great music to listen to this week, and we'll hear from the kids along the way. I'm Katie Stone. Stick with us. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
Basically, what we're trying to do is we're trying to fix up our campus to fix the environment and trash and maybe get onto a radio and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. What's the problem you're trying to solve?
Littering and the environment, trying to keep everything clean.
Okay. What's your process for doing that? Okay.
So every Friday at probably around 11, we get up.
11:30.
We get up and get trash cans and stuff. And we go around the neighborhood, and I mean, no, not the neighborhood, in the campus, in the same direction every week, trying to pick up trash in the same areas and stuff, trying to fix it and see how much people litter there.
Okay.
In the same time, we do see that there's a lot of littering in the time that we're there. And
what kind of stuff are you seeing? What is the litter?
Like
water bottles,
trash, papers,
plastic.
And stuff.
We see a lot of lost and found notes.
I know. Yeah. I I think it was like, I know I'm not in their class, but like...
We found a couple cigarettes before.
Yesterday, and like the day after, I was walking around the trash cans, and they like one of them was dumped, and all the trash was like out of the bin.
And then we measure how we see how much like the trash weighs and stuff. Is we get a scale, we put on the side during the week, and then when it's time, we get it out and we measure somebody on the scale.
Yeah, it's usually one of our nice people.
And then we put the trash can on, and we see how much it would be minus to the person, I believe. And we'll see how much the trash weighs.
The heaviest, I think, was around 4.5. 3.5, yeah.
Pounds of trash?
Yeah, and then we've had a couple in just, like, exactly two.
Okay.
And then a 2.5.
So what's your goal?
Our goal is to stop littering. So we're going to go from putting posters on the wall, and then we're going to get the principal so we can speak on the intercom, and then we're going to see which one works better.
Okay.
So then we can keep doing that, and then we're going to try to get on the radio to stop littering by chance.
That's Mason and Aaron from Mr. Rogers' class at North Valley Academy in Albuquerque, New Mexico, telling us about their Earth Day project, studying and picking up litter at their school. Before that, we heard By the Rio Grande, that's Trish Hinojosa, and Culture Swing from New Mexico. You're listening to the Children's Hour this week. We're celebrating Earth Day together. Environmentalism has a long history in our country, stretching back to even before it existed, with indigenous tribes practicing sustainable agriculture and architecture. We actually made a whole podcast telling that history. It's called A Brief History of the American Southwest for Kids, and you can find it at childrenshour.org. But the Earth Day tradition started over 50 years ago in 1970 with one elected official, Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin. PBS Wisconsin Education has more on his story, told by his own daughter.
You hear the word ecology, that's a big science, not a narrow one. It's a big concept. And it is concerned with all the ramifications of all the relationships of all living creatures to each other and their environment.
This is me with my father. My name is Tia Nelson, and my dad was Gaylord Nelson. He is known as the father of Earth Day, a vision he had for teachers all across the country to talk about the environment. Maybe you've heard of Earth Day. Maybe you've even participated in an Earth Day event. Before he was the father of Earth Day, before he was my dad, he was a little boy growing up in Clear Lake in northern Wisconsin. He loved spending time outdoors, exploring the forests, lakes, and streams of the region. Nature was his playground. As he was growing up, he also got to know the world of civics and government through his parents.
And so I went to political meetings with my father and my mother from the time I was in grade school. Whenever a speaker came within driving distance in our Model T Ford, the way we went, 40, 50, 60 miles sometimes, just to hear somebody, hear one of the LaFollettes give a speech.
My father was inspired, and he started thinking about a future for himself, running for elected office. That stayed with him as he went to college and then law school through his time in the U.S. Army during World War II. When he came back to Wisconsin, he was ready to get his career in politics going. He ran for the state Senate and then for governor of Wisconsin. As governor, he worked on government reform, social justice causes, and environmental issues. He created new jobs for young people, designated lands for public parks, and worked to conserve our beautiful lakes and rivers. He accomplished a lot for the people of Wisconsin, and he wanted to make an even bigger impact. So he ran for the U.S. Senate to represent Wisconsin citizens in the nation's capital. And he won. But when he got to Washington, D.C., he found out that others in government just didn't seem to care about the environment as much as he did. A national conservation tour with President Kennedy didn't accomplish what he hoped it would. And few senators would support the laws that he proposed to protect our environment. Some years later, he went to visit the site of an oil spill and was devastated by the damage he saw. On the plane ride home, he read an article about anti-war teach-ins on college campuses. That's when he got an idea.
Teach-ins on the campuses, teach-ins on the Vietnam War. And I thought, that's a good idea. Why can't we have a nationwide, quote, teach-in on the environment? That's where the concept of Earth Day came from.
The idea for a teach-in about the environment started to spread well beyond my dad's original vision. And when the day came, April 22nd, 1970, people all over the country participated. That day, the first Earth Day, marked the start of many changes to come over the next 10 years. They passed laws to keep pollution out of the air and water, so many laws that it became known as the Environmental Decade. My father was elected to 3 terms, serving 18 years in the U.S. Senate. Even after he was finished, he never stopped fighting for the environment. When asked at the age of 88 why he still went to work every day, he said, "Because the job's not done." And he's right. There's still so much more to do.
I don't think there's any other issue viewed in its broadest sense, which is as critical to mankind, as the issue of the quality of the environment in which we live.
Earth Day lives on, as does the need to protect and care for the place we call home. Each of us has the power to help make the world a better place. It's up to you and me to do our part.
A gente molha o pé, a gente molha o bico e vai subindo o rio. Bichos que têm penas não sentem frio. E o rio tem cachoeira, e cachoeira é um barato. A gente que é galinha fica se sentindo meio pato. O rio tem cachoeira, e cachoeira é um barato. A gente que é galinha fica se sentindo meio pato. Quá, 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 quá. A gente molha o pé, a gente molha o bico e vai subindo o rio. Bichos que têm penas não sentem frio. E o rio tem cachoeira, e cachoeira é um barato. A gente quer galinha, se sentindo meio pato. O rio tem cachoeira, e cachoeira é um barato. A gente que é galinha fica se sentindo meio pato. Quá, quá, quá.
Cachoeira is off of Putumayo's Brazilian Playground. Right here on the Children's Hour, I'm Katie Stone. We learned about U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, the founder of Earth Day, from our friends at Wisconsin PBS Education. We've got links and a learning guide for this episode posted to childrenshour.org. Look for Earth Day Rivers. More with River Exchange coming up.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization, and we're funded by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultures of New Mexico at nmculture.org.
Hi, I love the Children's Hour because it's fun and you go to all sorts of different places. I'm Yoshi James from Australia.
Take the Children's Hour with you on your road trip. Find us at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts.